Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Monday, March 29th, and I am reading from the New International Version. We pick up in Revelation chapter 2, and I'll be reading verses 1 through 17. To the angel of the church in Ephesus write, "These are the words of him who holds the seven stars in his right hand and walks among the seven golden lampstands. I know your deeds, your hard work, and your perseverance. I know that you cannot tolerate wicked people, that you have tested those who claim to be apostles but are not, and have found them false. You have persevered and have endured hardships for my name and have not grown weary. Yet I hold this against you. You have forsaken the love you had at first. Consider how far you have fallen. Repent and do the things you did at first. If you do not repent, I will come to you and remove your lampstand from its place. But you have this in your favor. You hate the practices of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. Whoever has ears, let them hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To the one who is victorious, I will give the right to eat from the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God. To the angel of the church of Smyrna write, "These are the words of him who is the first and the last, who died and came to life again. I know your afflictions and your poverty, yet you are rich. I know about the slander of those who say they are Jews and are not, but are a synagogue of Satan. Do not be afraid of what you are about to suffer. I tell you, the devil will put some of you in prison to test you, and you will suffer persecution for 10 days. Be faithful even to the point of death, and I will give you life as your victor's crown. Whoever has ears, let them hear what the Spirit says to the churches. The one who is victorious will not be hurt at all by the second death. To the angel of the church in Pergamum write, "These are the words of him who has the sharp, double-edged sword. I know where you live, where Satan has his throne, yet you remain true to my name. You did not renounce your faith in me, nor even in the days of Antipas, my faithful witness, who was put to death in your city where Satan lives. Nevertheless, I have a few things against you. There are some among you who hold to the teachings of Balaam, who taught Balak to entice the Israelites to sin so that they ate food sacrificed to idols and committed sexual immorality. Likewise, you also have those who hold to the teachings of the Nicolaitans. Repent, therefore, otherwise I will soon come to you and will fight against them with the sword of my mouth. Whoever has ears, let them hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To the one who is victorious, I will give some of the hidden manna. I will also give that person a white stone with a new name written on it, known only to the one who receives it." And now let's turn over to the Psalms. Today we are reading Psalm 112. Praise the Lord. Blessed are those who fear the Lord, who find great delight in his commands. Their children will be mighty in the land. The generation of the upright will be blessed. Wealth and riches are in their houses, and their righteousness endures forever. Even in darkness, light dawns for the upright, for those who are gracious and compassionate and righteous. Good will come to those who are generous and lend freely, who conduct their affairs with justice. Surely the righteous will never be shaken. They will be remembered forever. They will have no fear of bad news. Their hearts are steadfast, trusting in the Lord. Their hearts are secure. They will have no fear. In the end, they will look in triumph on their foes. They have freely scattered their gifts to the poor. Their righteousness endures forever. Their horn will be lifted high in honor. The wicked will see and be vexed. They will gnash their teeth and waste away. The longings of the wicked will come to nothing. And now let's turn over to the book of Amos. Today we are wrapping up the book of Amos by reading Amos chapter 9. And the title in my Bible says, Israel to be destroyed. I saw the Lord standing by the altar, and he said, Strike the tops of the pillars so that the thresholds shake. Bring them down on the heads of all the people. Those who are left I will kill with the sword. Not one will get away. None will escape. Though they dig down to the depths below, from there my hand will take them. Though they climb up to the heavens above, from there I will bring them down. Though they hide themselves on the top of Carmel, there I will hunt them down and seize them. Though they hide from my eyes at the bottom of the sea, there I will command the serpent to bite them. Though they are driven into exile by their enemies, there I will command the sword to slay them. I will keep my eye on them for harm and not for good. The Lord Almighty, he touches the earth and it melts, and all who live in it mourn. The whole land rises like the Nile, then sinks like the river of Egypt. He builds his lofty palace in the heavens and sets its foundation on the earth. He calls for the waters of the sea and pours them out over the face of the land. The Lord is his name. Are not you Israelites the same to me as the Cushites? Declares the Lord. Did I not bring Israel up from Egypt, the Philistines from Kaphtor, and the Arameans from Kir? Surely the eyes of the sovereign Lord are on the sinful kingdom. I will destroy it from the face of the earth. Yet I will not totally destroy the descendants of Jacob, declares the Lord. For I will give the command, and I will shake the people of Israel among all the nations. As grain is shaken in the sieve, and not a pebble will reach the ground. All the sinners among my people will die by the sword. All those who say, disaster will not overtake or meet us. In that day I will restore David's fallen shelter. I will repair its broken walls and restore its ruins, and will rebuild it as it used to be, so that they may possess the remnant of Edom. And all the nations will bear my name, declares the Lord, who will do these things. The days are coming, declares the Lord, when the reaper will be overtaken by the plowman, and the planter by the one treading grapes. New wine will drip from the mountains and flow from all the hills, and I will bring my people Israel back from exile. They will rebuild the ruined cities and live in them. They will plant vineyards and drink their wine. They will make gardens and eat their fruit. I will plant Israel in their own land, never again to be uprooted from the land I have given them, says the Lord your God. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. Today is Monday, so it's Missions Monday, and our missions partner that we want to feature is Brad Baker. Brad Baker mentors and disciples church leaders in Hungary. He started out as a church planter there, and now he works with the Hungarian Baptist Association and with a church there to help church planters, to disciple leaders, and to help the gospel go forward in the country of Hungary. We want to pray for Brad and his ministry and his wife Augie and their daughter Olivia, who now lives in the United States. Brad mentions in his latest prayer update that Hungary has the highest per capita death rate for COVID in the last 7 days in the entire world. And so let us lift our voices to the Lord to pray that He would protect the people in the churches there, and also that He would eradicate this disease in Hungary and around the world. One of the praises that Brad had is that during this time, even though ministry has gone online, things are still thriving as it relates to the gospel going forward. And so let's continue to pray for that as well. Will you pray with me? Father, it just amazes me that you can work here and you can work in Hungary and you can work in all parts of the world at the very same time. Thank you, Lord, for our ministry partner, Brad Baker, and his wife, Aggie. We pray, Lord, for their ministry to the Hungarian Baptist Association, to the ministry leaders there, and church planters. We pray, Lord, that you would give Brad and Aggie wisdom, that you would provide a vaccine for them, that you would provide protection in the midst of the coronavirus. We pray for the pastors and their wives who have fallen ill with COVID. We pray specifically for Magdi and Marika, who are two pastors' wives who are in grave conditions in intensive care with the coronavirus. We also pray for Lori, who is a good friend who works at the school where their daughter attended. And we just pray, Lord, that you would work in miraculous ways to heal their bodies. Thank you for Brad's ministry. Thank you. We praise you that ministry continues to go forward and he's able to spend even more time with people because travel time has diminished. Father, we gain comfort knowing that you hear our prayers, and while we have incomplete knowledge about Brad and Aggie, you know it all. You know their needs, you know their heart concerns, and you know the work that will go forward from them. And so we pray, Lord, that you would bless them and keep them, that you would make your face to shine upon them and be gracious to them, that you would lift up your countenance upon them and give them peace and prosperity as they minister to the people of Hungary. And we pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.